So I'm going to speak about something this morning that you probably do not expect me to talk about. I'm going to talk about Christmas. But there's a reason why I'm talking about Christmas, apart from the fact that it comes this week. Because actually, a line in our Torah portion this morning tells us something very important, and because each week I write a column for Time Magazine online, and this week I thought I was going to write about the Jewish attitude towards Christmas, and when I saw that this morning's Parsha had something to say about what it is that I was going to write about, I thought I'll talk about it this morning. So first let me tell you about the line from the Parsha, and then let me tell you the story that I'm going to tell in the column. The line from the Parsha was spoken by a pope many years ago, after the Second World War. There was a Jew named Jules Isaac who became a historian, and he wrote about the long history of Christian anti-Semitism, and he called his book The Teaching of Contempt. That's what the church had done for many years. It taught contempt for the Jews. And he received, after the Second World War, a request to visit the Pope in the Vatican, Pope John, who was, as you may or may not know, a really good Pope and a kind man and certainly very sympathetic to Jews. He took office after the Second World War. And when Isaac came to the Pope stepped off his papal throne, came and saw him face to face, and quoted our Parsha. He said, Ani Yosef Achichem. I am Joseph, your brother. It was a very powerful moment in Jewish-Christian relations, because for a pope to come off the throne and say to a Jew, I am your brother, was not what the history of Jewish-Christian relations was. And since then, as you may know, the Catholic Church has issued a series of comments. I mean, the fact that a pope would visit a synagogue may seem more or less normal to us, but for most of history, it was unthinkable that a pope would do anything with a synagogue except give an order that it be burned. That he would actually go into a synagogue, that he would have rabbis to the Vatican, that he would do an interfaith service in New York, which he did with rabbis. Such a thing was never known. So let me tell you the other story. I had a teacher in rabbinical school, a wonderful man whose name was Eliezer Slomovic. He grew up in Eastern Europe. Many of his family were in concentration camps. He himself was in a labor camp. All the time he grew up, one thing that he was always taught is that Christians want to do you harm. They want to hurt you or even kill you. And that was his view of Christians and Christianity, and it was just reinforced, obviously, by the Holocaust. Because remember that Germany was a Christian country, and so were all the countries around it. So he came to the United States to teach at what is now called the American Jewish University. And he taught Midrash, he taught rabbinic literature. About the first month or two he was there, they said, we'd like you to represent the university at an interfaith conference in Northern California. And he said, you know, what's an interfaith conference? They said, well, there will be Jews and Christians there talking about their traditions and religion. And he said, no, I don't want to do that. I know what Christianity is about. And they said, no, we really want you to go. It's really important. You have to represent the university. He was new. He was an immigrant. This is what they told him to do. So he went. The pastor who opened up the conference, it started with a meal, held up a piece of bread and said, I would now like to begin this conference and begin this meal with what our Lord Jesus would have said, Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech olam hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Eliezer said he got tears in his eyes. The idea that a minister, a Christian minister, would acknowledge that and say that made him realize for the first time that America was really different from the world he grew up in. At this time, when Christians are celebrating Christmas, I really think it's important for Jews not just to criticize our enemies, but to be grateful for our friends. There are many, 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 many Christians that have nothing but goodwill, to use a Christmas word, towards Jews, and that is a huge change from most of history. Not only in the Protestant world, but also in the Catholic world. Primarily in America, but also throughout the world. The fact that anti-Semitism is not an official position of any church is a huge change from most of history. And so we really should, as the Christian holidays come around, and they will dominate, obviously, the media and so on, we should appreciate the fact that for most of history, Jews dreaded Christmas, not because it was shopping season, but because it was open season on Jews. It was when people would go out into the streets and accuse Jews of killing Jesus, because this was the time that Jesus was born. And they would hurt and sometimes kill our ancestors. That we don't live in that world is a tremendous blessing. We still have a lot of work to do, and you all know what the work is. But let's not let the difficulties that face us obscure the blessings that we have and feel enormously grateful that we live in this world and not that world, a world after which somebody who heads a church could come down and say, Ani Yosef Achicha, I am Joseph, your brother. So let's bring in everybody as we prepare for the Haftarah this morning.